On KAZU, I'm Lisa Ledeen. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is in full swing after a brief rain delay yesterday. Each year, this charitable tournament raises millions of dollars for Monterey Bay Area nonprofits, in large part thanks to thousands of volunteers. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
In a small trailer, about a 20-minute walk from the first tee at Pebble Beach, four volunteer drivers sit waiting for the phone to ring. Tournament players call here when they need someone to take them from the airport or hotels to the golf courses. As they wait, it quickly becomes clear that the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am has a way of making volunteering a habit. There's Mike Nussbaum. He flies out every year from Philadelphia.
I've been doing this for this is the ninth year.
Next to him, Josh Fleischer has taken the week off of work for the past 12 years.
As long as they'll have me, I'll keep doing it.
Monterey firefighter Buzz Cole started volunteering as a teenager.
1969, we started. I was in high school, and we came out and volunteered then.
And the patriarch of this group is 85-year-old Ted Bell. He has been driving the pros and amateurs around for the past 55 years. Along the way, he's met all sorts of celebrities, including Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin. But it's the time spent here making friends that keeps him coming back. That, and the fact that he's helping raise money for local charities.
I wouldn't be doing it for 55 years if it was anything different. No, it's really a wonderful thing that this tournament does for the community.
Each year, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am raises millions of dollars for the Monterey Peninsula Foundation. Last year, it brought in more than $10 million, which the foundation then awarded in grants to hundreds of nonprofits throughout the Central Coast, including CSU Monterey Bay, KAZU's parent institution, Friends of the King City Library, and the Santa Cruz Teen Center. Suzanne Overton is Volunteer Resources Manager with the foundation. She says none of this would be possible without the tournament's 2,500 volunteers.
If we had to ever, even if we paid them minimum wage, there's no way we could pay that many people to do what they're doing. So we'd depend on them 100%.
The story is the same at PGA Tour tournaments across the nation.
We like to say without the volunteers, we couldn't run our tournaments.
That's Andy Pasdor, Chief of Operations for the PGA Tour. He says while the PGA Tour has a long history of raising money for charity, in 1976 it became a requirement that all tournaments raise money for local nonprofits, making volunteers essential.
So we could look out the window here at the first tee at Pebble Beach, and there's going to be eight volunteers manning that tee box, controlling the crowd, helping the players and caddies and so forth. Well, those are all critical functions.
Annually, it takes about 100,000 volunteers to run the 100-plus PGA tournaments. Collectively, the events have raised more than $2 billion. The money comes from things like ticket sales, merchandising, and sponsorships. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is one of the top two tournaments. It has raised more than $110 million since 1937, back when this was still the Bing Crosby Pro-Am. As Ted Bell gets ready to head out on a call, this weekend's rainy Crosby weather doesn't faze him.
1962, the year it snowed, that was the year that was really, really something. It snowed out the tournament. And the snow was all the way down. It wasn't just in the mountains. It was in the hills and all the way down the ocean.
The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am continues into the weekend with the final round slated for Sunday. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.